All right, back here, intermission two from Traverse City as the Eskimos skate with Plymouth in this showcase tournament. And we talked with Caden Fulcher in the first intermission. Now we're going to talk with our rookie, guest, student manager, Max LeDuc.
Hey, Jack, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
Good.
So what made you decide to do this?
Well, I had a little time on my hands, and I like being around hockey, so I just thought, why not?
Have you played hockey yourself?
No, I haven't.
That's okay. So you put a pair of skates on, you wouldn't know what to do?
No, I kind of know.
Okay. You can skate a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't play hockey?
No.
Okay. Okay, so now that we have that straightened, what are some things that you do with the hockey team? Like you and Caden have to do certain things for the guys before the game and practices and everything.
Well, I mean, we don't really do much. We just kind of make sure we got everything for our trips, our overnighters, and just pack sticks in the bags and get the sparks ready and just the regular stuff.
So what did you have to do before we left on this trip then, when the bus pulled up?
Well, we just had to make sure the water is empty so the water doesn't freeze over on the bus. And then just got the sticks, make sure all bags are packed, and just kind of loaded the bus and headed down.
All right, what about the sparks?
Oh, that thing's heavy. It's a pain to bring.
Do you have to carry it yourself or you get help?
Depends. I mean, I'll usually take it just because it's got the wheels, but Caden takes it sometimes.
All right, now, do you actually sharpen guys' skates?
I sharpen my skates. I've had to sharpen a couple times, but coaches usually do it most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. So if a guy comes in, it's either, well, or maybe they'll have Caden do it.
Yeah, Caden does it sometimes too.
Okay, but during the games, what are you doing?
Well, me and Caden usually film, but yesterday I just kind of sat around and just watched. Caden did all the filming yesterday.
You just sat there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you have to do any stats or anything?
No, none.
So you just kind of sit there?
Yep.
That's what I do too.
Yeah.
I'm real good at that, right?
Yeah.
So what's it like, the bus rides and, you know, having dinners and like at the hotel last night chilling?
Oh, it's nice. Yep.
So what made you decide hockey and not, you know, another sport?
Well, I don't know. It's just the atmosphere is nice around hockey. I like watching the boys play.
And you know a lot of these guys?
Yeah, know all of them.
So, how far back do you go with these guys, like from birth?
A couple of them from birth, yeah, and then preschool days, yeah.
So you think you might put on some skates and, we're a little shorthanded. We don't have that many guys.
Yeah, maybe. If it comes down to it, maybe.
I mean, do you think we could teach you to be Cully's backup?
Oh, I don't know about that. Cully's pretty good.
Yeah, but he needs some help once in a while.
Maybe I'll throw on a couple pads and go.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Andy was a goalie. He'll teach you how.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your hobbies besides being a student manager to this team, Max?
Well, I like to snowboard, ride dirt bikes, and just kind of have fun, hang around.
Haven't been able to snowboard yet, but we got some stuff now to snowboard on, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully there's some back in Esky.
Yeah, and dirt biking, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You hurt yourself, you wipe out?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, I guess you wouldn't be a mountain biker a dirt racer if you wouldn't wipe out.
No.
You have to. It's part of it.
If you don't crash, you're not going fast enough, right?
Well, that's true, or it means your machine is junk.
Or that.
Yeah. Right. What are your plans after high school, man?
I'm not sure yet. Still kind of got my mind going around a couple things. Plumbing's not a bad thing, thinking about something in the trades.
Well, no, plumbing, everybody, when their toilet gets backed up, they're happy to see you.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You could be a radio dude, too.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Take my job?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it can happen.
It could.
Okay. Well, sure. All right. Max, give your shout-outs, man.
My family, the team, and that's it pretty much.
All right, man. Well, go out there and help Caden and help the guys.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Jack.
All right, man. Max LeDuc, everybody, in our intermission show. More coming up from Traverse City after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network.